Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mary B.
Welcome to
the Happiest Girls Podcast.
Episodes will drop every Monday morning, and each week we'll be tackling a new topic, chatting about motherhood, singlehood, health, wellness, and everything in between.
Tune in each week as we discuss what it means to be
the happiest girl.
Hey, Lane.
Hi, Mary B.
Oh my goodness.
Tell the people where we are. Wait,
first, how are you doing?
I am good, and I am telling the truth.
That's insane. I'm so happy.
Thank you. It's because I'm in my favorite place on earth, for real.
Yes.
The South Bend condo.
Tell us, like, even more so, like, why are we in South Bend?
Yeah,
for the
people
who might not, you know, have our same
background.
We
have a live studio audience.
Of course.
I'm getting nervous. I'm shy. I get shy when there's a live audience.
It took me back to the Hamptons when we had some live audiences there.
That was scary. Okay, yeah, so we are here in South Bend, Indiana for the Notre Dame football home playoff game. First round of playoffs, first home game in like a long time, like 10 years maybe. We're so excited. It is the most gorgeous day out. It is so snowy, like picture perfect snow, like on the trees. It looks fake. It is so gorgeous.
It's a winter wonderland.
Yeah, it's giving like gorgeous, great day to play some football.
Mm-hmm. I am so excited. Like, I just want to take a moment and say how blessed we are to be in this position. Like, Elena and I, like, we're just really lucky. My parents have a condo. Elena's aunt and uncle, obvi.
Yeah.
And, like, Notre Dame is hosting a playoff game. Like, I wish that this happened when I was here.
Same.
But
if I was a senior right now, like, best day of my life.
They deserve it, though. If they had any, like, ounce of COVID, like, they deserve something fun like this, which the seniors might have, like, freshman year might have been weird. Right?
Yeah. Because Kobe's a senior and his was weird.
Right. So they deserve it. I'm happy for them. Like, I'm so happy.
And I'm
so
happy for me and you.
Because we're going to enjoy it. Just also so lucky. I think people at Notre Dame just love tailgating so much. And I have a lot of families whose parents are, like, always, like,
inviting
and like
kids,
they also have
us.
Condos like we just our cup runneth over.
Yes, like there's gonna be so much Chick-fil-A today,
so much Chick-fil-A, so much fun things.
Hopefully a Jimmy
like,
John sandwich if I'm lucky,
if we're lucky.
So yeah, we're loving it. And for those of you who have been blessed to set foot in this condo listening, like, you are lucky
because you understand
there is a magic in that air in here, and it might be carbon monoxide because, like, the way I knock out.
The way one time Elena and I almost
I think
came.
We already talked about this.
Well, we already told the carbon monoxide story
because we podcasted. I feel like,
oh my gosh, wow, we've been doing this podcast for that long.
I think so.
That's crazy.
But yes, there, we had to go back and listen to an episode. I won't retell the story
that way
you get more listens.
We thought maybe if we stayed here one night we were gonna die, but turns out all was well. Just because the carbon monoxide detector was out of battery, but we thought it was telling us to get out now.
To get lost, but we woke up. We were fine. But the way, like, I sleep so well here, the decor, it's just
maybe
the coziest place.
It's so cozy.
It's perfect.
It's cozy. So we're very happy, as you can tell. And I just, like, have to say, like, I'm so excited to be podcasting before, but I also wish that we were podcasting after.
Maybe we could do a little like
oh, this is what happened. I don't know.
Like,
we can
tonight.
Try. We can try. Tonight would be
that
silly,
be fun.
Goofy.
Yeah.
I feel like on a game day such as this, especially being in South Bend, it just, like, transports me back to my younger self.
Me too.
And I just love that.
And
feeling.
Like, Claire and I already ran into, like, saw people we knew. Like, what is the day gonna entail? Like, who are we gonna see?
Community.
I'm just gonna walk around.
I just love the feeling of when you leave your door and you're like, who am I gonna be when I come back here? What memories will I have? And that's
I better
this kind
be.
Of day. Hey, Claire. Claire was also Elena's best friend, who I also adore. She's basically
another
cousin.
No. I knew it.
Claire's trying to shower.
Yeah, the shower's still broken.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Okay, upstairs definitely works. Yeah, go up there, girl. There's a towel hanging.
That's what we love about this condo is you never know what you're going to get.
I know. I love it. It's also, I mean, just trying to, like, set the space. My dad played football at Notre Dame. And, yeah, like,
we
are
looking at all of his paraphernalia.
Like, you know, like, when you play football, like, you play a sport at a college, like, you've got your jerseys, you've got all your team pictures, you've got all sorts of
stuff
for that.
Solo shots.
And I think before we had this condo, my dad just, like, had it all in, like, a storage, storage in the basement. And because my mom was like, we're not putting this out. And so I think that once we got this, my dad was like, oh my gosh, I have somewhere to put everything. So my mom likes to affectionately call this place Applebee's because it's stuff all over the walls. It's all Notre
Dame.
And
your mom has her Stein collection here, too, which is so cute.
That's her little touch. So cute. Oh, it's just perfect here.
It's literally so cozy. And it's
cozy.
It's like the perfect amount of like ratchet in the best way.
Mm-hmm. It's because like you don't have to worry about like spilling a beer. Like you don't have to worry about that. You can just be at home. You can just be at home. So anyway, yeah, that's where we are. And we're so excited for the day ahead. Elena, tell me like the top five things you're looking forward to today.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing some of my friends that I haven't. I'm looking forward to seeing friends that like I haven't thought about, you know, like class friends, like friends that you haven't thought about in a while, you haven't seen. And like, hopefully I'll run into some of them. And then of course, like my friends who I see kind of frequently, but like don't live in Chicago. I'm excited to purposefully meet up with them.
Yeah.
And I'm excited just for like snowy game day vibes.
I know, it's a winter wonderland.
Like campus is so gorgeous right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. That's not five things, but like, that's really it.
Nothing? What about the drinks? Like, are you excited to just get a little buzzy?
Oh, well, I'm excited for when
we
wrap here. I can't wait to pop open the champagne. Yeah, I want some mimosas, some high noons, of course. Like, maybe something a little cozy. I'm excited to see what food we have and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
it'll
be fun.
What about the nieces and nephews?
Oh, of course. I'm so excited to see the little kids. I'm excited also because, well, I feel like I won't see them until later tonight. I need to be on my best behavior.
I think, we'll see. So
they might be asleep.
We'll see him.
The game's going to end at like 11.
Oh, wake them up. Okay. They'll be up.
Sydney, probably, I would never do that.
They probably wake up around like 8, I think. So if you're up.
A.M.? Yeah.
Probably 8 or 9. So,
yeah, we'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah, my brother is coming and his two little children are coming. We're so excited. And so is his wife. Obviously, so excited to see her.
Yeah, hey,
but,
girl.
Also, my brother Tommy is a loyal listener, so shout out to Tommy. Happiest
Hi.
Girl.
Yeah,
we love you.
Drive fast.
Drive fast. He said he's not going to get here till kickoff. Kickoff's at 7:30, bro.
I feel like it'll be earlier.
But I think he's working
kickoff's
today,
at 8.
So. Kickoff's at 8?
Yeah. It's an 8 p.m. game, girl. Girl, that's why it's going to end at 11. We got a long day.
Oh my God, thank God I got the Celsius.
Yeah.
It's at 8? Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Maybe I'm 100% positive it's at 8 p.m.
You can double check, but I'm
100% positive. Go on their Instagram, or you can Google it.
Wait, what? Well, let me look at our tickets. Oh, that's not it. That's my Chip City. 8 p.m. She's right.
Yeah.
That's the latest game.
I know.
It's got to be because of it. It's going to be on cable.
Yeah. So we're very excited.
Wow, it's a long day. Okay, gearing up now.
I'm just so excited to live, like my college self, which is like my best self. Who's calling me?
Someone at work?
Teams. Ron.
She's off today.
Ron. Is on, Ron.
Ron. What could be that pressing? Do you want to answer?
No, Ron works in the mailroom. He'll survive. He's so nice, though. I'll just ping him later.
He probably just didn't see your OOO. Anyway, shout out, Ron.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well.
Okay, so.
Just give us also a life update since we saw you last.
No. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Guys. Guys, I'm working out now.
She's working out. She's goes to.
Guys, I'm working out now. I go to Pilates and I've gone for 2 weeks. So, yeah. If people don't recognize me today, like, that's why.
You can't see her waist. She's working out.
Yep. So, new
we
personality.
Love that for her.
And I'm going to start volunteering. So, Kelsey, if you're listening, plug your ears. Because, like, if I have to come home from a cat after I volunteer at pause, so be it.
You can just go home
I'll
and.
Just hide
and
it in my room. Well, yeah. Well, I won't do that, but I'm going to feel drawn to do that probably.
No.
Okay, also you guys, so
wait, explain your volunteering for the people.
Oh, I'm volunteering. Well, I'm going to start. This is my 2025 like some goals of mine.
Obsessed.
Continue working out and to do volunteer stuff. So I'm going to volunteer at Paws Chicago, which is like a
they basically
animal
have
shelter.
Like yeah, rescue animals and you can go and play with the
play
cats
with them.
And dogs and you
yeah.
know, just gives them joy, gives you joy.
Yeah. I'm
Here's
very excited.
Slay. I think my roommate used to do that, too, and she loved it. She loved it so much, she actually did end up fostering a dog from it.
I feel like I'm going to do that.
And then her boyfriend ended up adopting the dog.
Oh, my God.
So I feel like that could be in your future.
Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that. But, yeah, so we have my favorite Dunkin' on Earth, the South Bend.
Can you hear the Dunkin'?
The South Bend Dunkin'.
The best Dunkin' out there, just
for those who know. 933. It rarely tastes like oil water, which is hard to do because a lot of times Dunkin' tastes like oil.
Yeah, I like Dunkin'. Do you like Dunkin' or Starbucks better?
Oh, Dunkin' way better, but sometimes it's a gamble. That could taste like battery acid. You really never know with Dunkin'. But this one's fairly consistent.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, should we do...
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we have this new segment that's just for today. It's yeah. Lovely. We are underneath the Christian realm. We celebrate Christmas. Very happy Hanukkah or Kwanzaa to those celebrating those holidays.
Okay. Happy holidays, but sisters.
Happy holidays, sisters and brothers. But we celebrate Christmas, so... Elena has this. I wish she could. I'll try to post a picture.
Yeah, yeah. It's
huge. Let me take a picture right now, and I will.
It's huge. Pick.
I will post it on. Sorry. I'll post it on our Instagram just for those listening.
Okay, so it's like a massive.
Massive advent calendar.
Just go to their Instagram.
And it's red and it's beautiful.
So it's Tony's.
Current segment advent calendar.
Tony's Chocolonies, I think. Tony's Chocolonely.
Tony's Chocolonely Countdown Calendar. Yeah. Assorted chocolate. That's kind of a crazy word.
I like to say Toonies Chocolonies, but I know that's wrong.
No, I like that better. Toonies Chocolonies.
So, yeah, it's an advent calendar with, so it's a countdown from December 1st until Christmas of a chocolate a day. So, what's the date today?
The 20th.
Ready? Advent reveal.
Drum roll. What's going to be in there?
Chocolate reveal. okay, the 20th.
It
has a little little blurbs. Movie night, watch the rotten documentary on Netflix to find out, watch the rotten documentary on Netflix to find out about the wrong things in the cocoa industry and what we're doing about it. Oh, wow.
So you guys, I thought it was supposed to be inspiring.
No, they're serious. It says, like one time there wasn't a chocolate in one and it said, hold on, cut this.
It said,
oh, shoot. Oh, not much to find in here, huh? Bummer. The chocolate industry is unequally divided, so our calendar is too. Scan to explain why.
I didn't know this was a social justice advent calendar.
Yeah, this is, they're doing right. Right now, there are 1.56 million children working illegally. God. That's unfair. Time for change.
Okay, I'm happy with the social justice.
Tony knows.
But Tony, isn't this supposed to be fun and festive? But I guess we're serious.
You need to learn to...
Wait, what is it?
Wait. Oh, my God, you guys. Wait. I ate 20 yesterday.
No.
Okay, I'll eat that. I haven't eaten 19, though.
Why did you go for 20?
Because I clearly don't know the date.
Well, read 19s, too.
Okay, 19. How about being that awesome person that turns up with chocolate to the office-family-dinner-carol concert?
Okay. Well, you brought cookies to the condo, so True. You already are that person.
Yeah. Tony, I'm not sharing. These are mini. They're also mini things. Okay, hold on. It takes me quite a while to open it because it, like...
Okay, I'll give an update while you do that. Update in my life. Oh, she already did it. Okay, and it's over. What is it?
Woo! Okay, drum roll, please. It is... this is my favorite one! Chocolate pretzel toffee.
Yum, that sounds so good. Okay, another pick of you eating it. Yee! Wow, follow along on Instagram when this drops. Fun.
Okay, you talk
while could the day get any better? Elena got her favorite one. This is a good omen for the day, Elena. Great omen for the day. Okay, I can just give a quick update of my last week. What did I do this week? I worked a lot. Work was very busy, which is, anyone else out there, like, shouldn't work not be busy this time of year? I feel like it shouldn't, but that's okay. I guess it's a lot of like final push before the end of the year and a lot of people go on break. So I think the next 2 weeks will be very chill, which is nice. But I have to say also, I think that sometimes when work is busy, I enjoy it more because it's not like I'm like working crazy hours. It's just that like my day is packed and like I'm running all over the place. So that can just make the day go fast and also make me feel like I'm productive and actually like contributing to society. So that can be a good feeling.
Yeah.
So work has been busy. I went to a new restaurant. Actually, I'd already been there on a date once, but went to a different location called Chama Mama. It's a Georgian restaurant in New York City. So good, everyone. Like, highly, highly recommend. Georgian food is like, I don't know, it's like meat and bread and cheese and like all that good, good stuff. So that place was amazing. Shout out to my friend Hogan, who made the reservation for my supper club. Schley. And then I'm just like, I think I'm finally like over my cold. There's like a little bit of lingering, but I swear I'm not contagious, Elena, because I've had it for literally 2 weeks. So there's
Sister,
no
I
way.
Trust you.
There's no way I'm contagious. Stay healthy out there, everyone. And then I flew to Chicago on Wednesday night, worked from the Chicago office on Thursday, which was so fun, even though literally no one was there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we took the bus together.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was so cute and comfy. Yeah. I have to say, like, so you know corporate Natalie.
Yeah.
I mean, we were friends in college, but I knew her because we were on this, like, I played club volleyball and she was on my club volleyball team. So we were friends, but we were like club volleyball friends. And she's really cool. So she obviously is hilarious. I've always thought she was so funny. And now she is just like making a career out of it. But anyway, she posted, she posted this, reel the other day, because I'm on Reels, and
she probably posted on TikTok like 2 months ago,
probably. But it was basically saying, like, when you come into the office for camaraderie but no one's there, and it's like cricket sounds, and her just like shooting, like making her coffee, like shooting a basket, and like no one's there to cheer. And that's how I felt on Thursday, because there were maybe like five people in the office. I didn't know any of them, but like I focused, I got my own office, and I just cranked out the day. So it was all good, and now Perfect. We're here. We went to dinner last night, too. We had a delicious Mediterranean dinner, and it was so yummy. Kala in Lincoln Park, so yummy. So good.
Also, guys, I'm going to take over for Kate with a little Bravo recap, and I made Mary B. watch
Southern Charm
live.
Yeah. Okay, let's move into the Bravo recap section.
Yeah. Okay, I took some notes. So I watched Beverly Hills on Tuesday. Here's some.
She's literally Kate in front of me.
Literally. Okay, they kept saying, my notes aren't really making sense. Sisterhood, I was like, okay, go Bells. Sutton is looking gorgeous, especially in her black confessional look. And I noticed she's really loving like a hairpiece and like a scarf in her hair this season.
Stunning.
And she's just looking so gorgeous. Also, Garcelle's new home, like that she redid, so proud of her. It is stunning. I'm so proud. And like her movies, I'm just really proud of Garcelle. Okay, PK, the whole staged robbery thing, I feel like he did. I don't know. I feel like he staged the robbery. But I feel like Dorit doesn't really know. I don't know. Something's really sus there. And I feel bad for Dorit, but whatever. But at the end, okay, literally at the end, crazy, Dorit was like saying, see you next Tuesday, left and right.
Oh my gosh, is that code word like becoming into the zeitgeist? Like, are people saying that?
I think so, but I the hairs on my neck stood up.
I feel like I only use it like in serious situations where I'm like, oh, I really,
or like
I sparingly.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a little bit abrasive, but I mean, it was well deserved. So
crazy,
that
on TV.
I know that dinner was. Well, she's called this girl that before, Camille. It's like, and so then she was calling her again. I don't know. So that whole end thing, all of a sudden, it just got really intense. You know, like when you're not really paying that close attention, especially with reality TV. Like I'm kind of eating my dinner, I'm on my phone, and then I heard that word, and I was boom, locked in.
No, for sure. Like, what is going on?
Literally. Then I try to watch like 10 minutes of New York. It's just unwatchable. I can't.
So I haven't been watching this season.
It's so horrible.
Okay.
Okay. Then Salt Lake. Salt Lake is the best franchise on TV right now, I think. I love it so much. Mm. I love the scenery. I love the snow. It's so fun. Okay. Brittany, don't love her. Let Lisa talk. I wrote that. Bronwyn in over her head. Oh, okay. When Bronwyn was talking about Todd and like his infidelity, I know he was going to be pissed. I wrote, Todd will be pissed. And then I was dead when Lisa was walking the van into Angie, she was like, Todd's going to be so mad about that. Like, I'm nervous for Bronwyn. He's probably so mad that she just aired out his dirty laundry.
Ooh, awkward.
And also, like, I was sad for her. I said, fuck Todd, ? Yeah, I'm sad for Bronwyn on the boat. I just love Angie. I'm sorry. And Mary. Like, Angie and Mary hugging. I can't. Like, Mary, it's just so cute. I think Kate was talking about Mary in the last episode or something about how her son is really struggling and
opening up.
Yeah, so there was more of that.
I saw
really
one
cute.
Of those scenes.
Oh, yeah. I hate Brittany. Oh, and then Brittany said, like, this other girl on the show, Meredith, she was like, Meredith, I heard you crying yourself to sleep last night or something. Oh. I'm sorry. Keep it to yourself. Let me cry myself to sleep in peace. Like, I would be so mad if someone brought that up. Like, she heard it through the walls.
And she's bringing it up for drama reasons.
I'm like, shut up.
Damn,
like,
that's
let
brutal.
Her cry in peace. Seriously. So, yeah, I'm not a fan
Sometimes
of Brittany.
You just need to cry.
I know.
Sad.
Okay, then Southern Charm. JT, there was way too much JT last night. So, the short guy.
Oh, yes. I watched Southern Charm with them.
She's honestly never watched
I think
an
it might
before.
Get me on the Southern Charm train. I also like how it's warm there and it's cold. You like to watch a warm show.
Yeah.
So, I have to say, very good. I loved seeing my girl Paige.
Yes. She was. I needed more, but that was this was a good episode because she was in it for like 30 seconds, but it was her outfit, her and Madison matching, like, so cute.
Yeah, so cute.
And Craig, like, I need more Craig. Okay, yeah.
Okay, I hated how the guys were, like, ripping on Craig.
Yes.
But, like, I understand first of all, the drama for the show. Second of all, I understand, like, it can be hard if your friend starts, like, dating someone or gets in a relationship and kind of pulls away from you. But my read of this, like, one episode was that he's kind of doing that probably because seems like they're in, like, different stages of life and his values have shifted and those guys' values are kind of, like, different. Like, he's in a committed relationship with a amazing woman.
Like, you could be so lucky.
Like, they're still kind of fucking around.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they're not ready. And I think they're jealous, low-key. And they keep ripping on his business. Like, I'm sorry, I went to his store in the Nashville location. Amazing. His wares are amazing. I bought a shirt. Obsessed. My friends bought pillows. I bought Claire a pillow for Christmas.
And you know that Paige is, like, behind the scenes. Yes. Like, helping.
They have a collab.
Like, you know, of course. Like, of course, like, you know, like, I feel like if I were to go into that store, I'd be like, I love this because I feel like it has Paige's stamp of approval. Yes. Like, she's so good for his business.
So, like, I'm proud of him, and they're just ripping on him. And it's one of those things, too, where it's, I feel like this is with Dorit and Kyle on Beverly Hills. Like, they're coworkers, and, like, Austin, and they feel like they're friends, and Craig is like, we're coworkers. That's kind of what I feel like. Or it's like, I'm distancing, I just know you because, like, we filmed the show together.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of intros last night. It wasn't the best episode, honestly. There was too much JT, and then, like, they had to intro Sally, and then Shep's new girlfriend, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah, also, like, the drama, though, what was it, JT, with JT and that girl? Yeah. I was like, this is dumb. But, like, I understand he's dumb. Like, I understand why she reacted the way she did and, like, needed to clear a name and have that conversation 100%. But, like, he's dumb.
Yeah, I know. He's so stupid. She's talking about Madison.
The letter?
Madison's queen. Yeah, the letter was so dumb. That was like, why are we so wasting airtime on this? Show me more Paige.
Like, seriously.
I do not need to see this guy writing a freaking letter to Patricia, who doesn't even want to read that.
Yeah.
And she needed her readers to read it. She's like, this writing, I can't even see this.
No.
So, yeah, that was our little Bravo recap.
But really quick, you know what else we should recap is the Summer House trailer.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
guys, okay, Summer House trailer dropped. I'm so excited.
So excited.
And then I'll be able to participate in all of these recaps because I cannot wait. Okay, a couple
February
of things.
February something, I think.
Lindsay's glowing.
Glowing.
Oh, February, that's so soon.
I know.
Lindsay is glowing. Let's see what else. Tom Sandoval at the end was hilarious.
No,
not
Schwartz.
Tom Schwartz, duh. Ugh,
yeah, that was funny.
That was so funny. And then also, I have to say, I was concerned. I know they're still together, but by seeing Paige.
That was a bad edit. She was talking about Kyle.
Anyone
who knows her and knows Giggly Squad, that was a fucked up edit.
Oh, I didn't. I don't listen to Giggly Squad very much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
So it was. It was not about Craig.
I think one part was about Craig, but she was saying me acting like I know her, Paige. Like I'll defend you. And let me set the record straight. I'm like, girl. Okay.
For your girl. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm pretty sure she was saying that if she and Craig like get married or something, she will. Or she's like, if we break up. If we get married or something, like, I will lose my New York life and stuff. And I think she was, like, crying about that and was like, if we break, whatever. And then when she was saying all this stuff, I'm pretty sure she was talking about Amanda and Kyle. I'm, like, 99% sure.
Wait, so when I remember the crying piece, but was she saying, like, she will lose her New York life and that's what she was sad about? Or, like...
I think, like, both. Like, I feel like she wasn't... Because she said, like, if we break up... Like, I think they made it seem like she wanted to break up with him,
which I don't
think that's the case at all.
I mean, they're still together, obviously, so...
Yeah, I know. But then, so I think... they did her dirty. I know that was bad.
I believe it. But I mean, it got me.
It got me. Yeah, it gets, they know what the people want. I just hate that Bravo is just like pushing them apart.
Yeah. I don't want them to. I like them together.
Me too.
Also, the new girl and Jesse, I'm curious to see how that relationship kind of pans out.
Me too. And I want Gabby. I'm not obsessed with the new guy. I don't love how he's like, yo, how many girls one night? Like, shut up.
Oh, my God. I hated that. Dude, you're not cool. He's like, how many girls did you have sex with yesterday?
He's like, you mean
just yesterday alone? Yeah. Two. Girl. Like, you're not cool. Like, that's not.
But I would like a little flirting from him and Gabby. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Man, and he was cute.
We literally have a live studio audience right now. I'm obsessed.
We need like a laugh track in the
back.
Yeah. So I'm very excited.
Yeah. Very excited for that to drop. What did you say, mid-February?
Mm-hmm,
oh my God,
so.
A light in the darkness of winter. I can't wait.
Okay, what else do we have to discuss? Like, we're just so excited.
So excited. This has been, like, a fun... I'm excited.
Like,
this
I'm
has
in
been
the
fun,
best
though.
Mood, seriously.
Yeah, like, what do we want to do next? Should we, like, have a mimosa?
Yeah. We need to live like we're in college again. Yeah, Claire, pop the champagne.
Yes!
Wait, come over here so we can do an ASMR with the champagne.
Yeah. We should have some champagne.
Our bartender.
If I start with champagne, then I just have to, like, commit myself to, like, mentally... I'm going to have a good day. Because champagne, yes, I think.
Makes me in the best.
Yeah, you just have to like.
Mm-hmm. And you can't just have one, then it gives you a headache. You have to have at least three.
Yeah.
That's why we bought three bottles.
Oh, my only complaint for today is that Tommy, my brother, is getting here at kickoff. That's my only complaint. I was hoping we could hang out today.
I believe in him that he'll get in here more. We can hang out all game day. I'm going to have like four drinks waiting for him. Never forget, wait, at this game we went to 2 years ago or whatever, Claire cut a you know how like there's the bars up there, she cut a priest off like going to the bar, like she didn't see her. She was like barreling in and was like high noon. I'm like, Claire, you just cut a father off.
I think Jesus would say the women first.
So true. So true.
It's all right, his teeth were literally purple.
Okay, he had a lot of red eye.
Go off, Kang.
But yeah, we're very excited to be like college, just live our best college memories.
Should we set some goals for today?
Yes. Okay, here's something.
Wait, hold on. Really
I'm anxious
quick.
About. Oh, yeah.
She's unscrewing. She's unscrewing.
What not?
She's
I'm scared.
Whatever, I'll just like.
I know. Woo! Yay! Go
the
Irish!
Day has begun. Go
dun,
Irish!
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, wait. Something that I am a little anxious about, I can't lie, is how I'm supposed to go to the bathroom with my 75 layers on in a porta potty.
Oh my god, yeah. That's
something that's giving me pause. But it's okay. I can always go into the Joyce.
Yeah, if you really need to. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. So the goal is not have issues with the bathroom.
Yes.
That's a good goal. My goal is I just, like, don't want to get tired. So I think I'm going to carry a Celsius around. And this is one of those nights where I just have to say to myself, you are not going to get a good night's sleep tonight. And that's okay.
And that's okay because then you're going to be in Kansas and you're going to be doing nothing but sleeping.
Yeah. It's, like, basically the holidays. Like, Claire, the foam to champagne ratio is I'm obsessed.
It's the pint glass.
It's the bad
cup is not doing it.
That's why we need champagne glasses.
Yeah, we need champagne glasses.
But anyway, so I'm just going to say, like, literally, like, this is game days. I kind of give myself permission to, like, eat whatever I want, drink whatever I want within reason, and just, like, do whatever I need to do to have the most fun.
Calories don't count on game days, remember?
Calories do not count on game days. Like, drink as much as you want as long as you're still having a good time, like...
Yeah,
no.
You don't want to be messy.
You know, no. Don't want to be messy, but, like, just, like, have fun. Like, this is just one of the... I haven't drank probably in a week.
Wow. I think that's normal. Girl, that's... I wouldn't be proud of that. That's...
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh my God, that's completely normal.
When was the last time? No, probably since last weekend.
I had wine every night this week.
Actually, you know what? I had wine on Wednesday at dinner. Sorry. Oh. Never mind. Yeah. It's been a couple days.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Okay, well, we'll sign off for now. Hopefully we will...
Wait, I don't have my goals.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm silencing you.
Were you silent?
I don't like to see women wear...
silence.
Silence. And I don't like women in the arts.
Oh my gosh. My goal for today... Oh wait, I said that. Literally just to like have fun. Oh
yeah,
my
that's
gosh.
Why I was coming
Am
out,
I okay?
I
Claire got that. Bringing us wow. And on that note, should we clink? Babu for the week is to just have fun and relax.
Mine is to enjoy my family time at home and, try to relax. Mm-hmm. A lot of couch time.
Oh, I was going to say perfect ratio.
Oh, yeah. No, it's delish. Yeah, I just want a lot of couch and tiger time and family time in Traverse City, and I'm just very excited.
Yeah, me too. Enjoy the time with family. Enjoy the time with for everyone out there. Yeah, enjoy your holidays. Yeah. I hope, like, you're not working on Monday, but if you do have to work it all
I
this
am.
Week, hopefully this is... Yeah, me too. Hopefully this isn't
we're
all,
right,
like...
We're right there with you.
We're right there with you. Hopefully this isn't... This gets you a little bit of joy in your holiday week. Enjoy off time. This is a time to rest and relax and recharge. Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening. It's been a great year of Happiest Girls.
Yes! Woo!
Merch, I swear, one of my other goals over the break is...
Oh, yeah, website.
Get the
TBD.
Website up for... I've been working on it, but it's harder than... It's been harder than I thought it would be. So, I'm getting the website up this week, and knock on wood, like, nothing will go wrong. And then the merch, baby!
Can't wait for my PR box.
Woo! girl, obviously. You're a loyal...
Yeah.
Like, guest coming back.
So true.
Okay, happy holidays and Monday reset.
Let's go.